You're listening to the podcast of Eucharist Church in San Francisco, a community of faith seeking to live all of life in reference to Christ. Join us now for this week's message.
Well, tonight has been a fun, enjoyable night together. And tonight has been a night full of water. Water has been throughout this service, and it will continue into this service. The liturgy alone that we have walked through, there are over 50. It's late. Okay. There we go. 50 references to water, and that's not even counting the scriptures we read. I reckon if you were to count all the references to water throughout all the scriptures we've read, you could count up to not 500, but maybe another 50. There have been a lot of references to water throughout this night. We have placed water on our foreheads. We have dunked others into the water. And everyone is about to get splashed with more water. I like to think that everyone's first taste of the splash zone experience shouldn't be at a theme park, but at church first. Now, why? Why is there so much water around? Well, simply put, the Bible is full of water. So much so that if you were to scratch the Bible, I assume that it would just seep out water. There's water throughout it. Did you catch all the references to water throughout our readings tonight? Water is everywhere in the creation account. Before God gets his hands messy with the details of creation, it says that water covered everything, as if the whole cosmic world was just one globe of water over which the Spirit of God hovered. Then there's day two of creation, which is always the hardest day to understand. One expanse of water being separated from some other expanse of water, then the lower expanse of water is gathered together in one place for the dry land to appear from it. The land is literally passing through the covering waters. Sound like baptism? I think so. Then, of course, there's plenty of water in the flood account. Lots of water there. It's a reversal, you could say, of the creation account. Water is recovering the face of the earth in the flood account due to the evil that has infected the inhabitants of the world. But this recovering of the waters is also a recreation of the earth itself. The land reappears, coming up again from the face of the waters that God has sent. Then there's the waters of the Exodus. God's chosen instrument, Israel, must pass through the waters and reappear on land. The account of the Exodus clearly reveals that this is not in their hands to accomplish. They don't have to do anything but walk through the waters. In fact, Moses tells them that they are liable to screw this up if they keep talking. The translation actually tonight was a little weak. In most translation, Moses says, all you have to do is stop talking to be silent. Just be silent and walk. And it's really fascinating, you think about it. All of our baptisms, you have no chance to talk in that moment. You are made silent. There can be plenty of tears. There can be plenty of screams. In fact, it's probably most appropriate that there is. But then as soon as you go under those waters, all that stops. And then you are brought back from the water. So happens to Israel in the Exodus. Then you have Paul in Romans 6 talking about our baptisms into Christ. A baptism that involves immersing ourselves into water. That's what baptism means, to be immersed, being recovered with water in order to reappear from the water. Water is all over the Holy Scriptures. Why do we spend all this time focusing our attention on the waters throughout the Bible? Why do we do this as we usher in the celebration, in particular, the celebration of Christ's resurrection on Easter? Friends, because this entire story is one story, one reality. Jesus' resurrected body, his resurrected body carries with it the creation waters of Genesis 1, the flood waters of Genesis 7, and the waters of the Exodus, and the waters used by and for our baptisms that Paul preaches on, and the apostles. This is the water that marks Jesus' resurrected body. His death is a recovering of those waters, and his resurrection is a reappearing of creation itself. For St. Paul to link our baptisms with Christ's death and resurrection, as he says in Romans 6, united to his death and united with his resurrection, is to unite us also with this same water. Christ's resurrected body carries with it all the waters of creation, all the waters of the flood, all the waters of the Exodus. So too your baptism, these baptisms in him, carries with it the waters of creation, of the flood, and of the Exodus. The baptismal water, which you remembered your baptism with, carries with it the creation, the flood, the Exodus. The baptisms that just happened drench them into the creation, the flood, and the Exodus waters. Now, I know for myself, and I think for most of us, when we look at this water, we are so tempted to merely see this water that has come from a very normal sink in the back of that kitchen. The water that we also wash our dishes with, which comes from underground pipes connected to state water facilities, treatment centers, we call them, which ultimately comes from Hetch Hetchy, right? We know where this stuff comes from. No. How we need our imaginations baptized. This water is not owned by the state. That's nicely preserved at Hetch Hetchy. This water comes from the creation account, from the mysterious water that originally covered all things, over which the Spirit of God hovered. This water was part of the rain of the flood. This water watched Israel pass through. This water participates in the death and resurrection of life, and indeed the life of the entire world through Christ and his resurrected body. This water is for the life of the world. As our Isaiah reading says, the prophet Isaiah, come, everyone who thirsts, come to these waters. And he who has no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprouts, so shall my word, so shall the life-giving Son of God, the crucified and risen Jesus Christ. He shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish, and he shall accomplish that which I purpose. Church, come to the waters of Christ's resurrection. Drink deeply from these waters. Let these waters touch and sink into your flesh. Let this water cover your dry bones again. Let this water enchant your imagination. Let this water satisfy your soul. Friends, the water of Christ's resurrection is raining down upon us this very day. Praise be to God. And will accomplish its purpose. to bring resurrection life to all of creation. Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
Thank you for listening to the Eucharist Podcast. For more information, visit our website at eucharistsf.org.